Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we've got a great, great show for you today. We got Simone Anderson with us, and we're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios. Don't let the banks steal your money when they go into down times. Dodd-Frank 2010 says they can do it. UCC Code 8 says they can do it. They can do it. They can take your retirement. Noble Gold can erase all of this. All you got to do is call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Well, Simone, you know, no secret, we met in person for the first time at the New California Conference, and they've approved their constitution, and I believe this is going to happen. And Simone was one of the keynote speakers, and I'm going to warn you, audience, get your pencils ready, and this isn't something you can listen to secondarily, because when she starts presenting, you're going to think you're listening to an encyclopedia. She has back. I mean, Simone, I got to be honest with you, and welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Thank you. Thank
mentally,
you for having me.
I had to struggle to keep up with you. You were going, and I'm like, that's interesting. That's great. Wait a minute. And I was just like, this is amazing. And in fact, I even referred to her as an encyclopedia when I gave my talk. I hope I didn't offend you.
No, not at all. That's my nickname, actually, with my family.
It's just amazing. Anyway, she's got a great show, Lost in Translation. She gets shadow banned like I do on YouTube. We don't dare put this on YouTube because of what we're going to talk about. And I'm telling you, what we're going to talk about is shocking. And she'll tell you how you can follow her before we leave. But Simone, we were talking about Epstein, and we're kindred spirits there. I said the day they announced he was dead, I go, no way. Too many dead man switches. There's no way that man is dead. There's too much blackmail he can unleash on people. So where is he at? You're thinking he's in Israel?
Yes, I believe he's in Israel. You can go back as far as the 1970s and see Jeffrey Epstein's connections to the Israeli government. A lot of people believe that he's Israeli intelligence, but I myself believe he's Israeli military intelligence. The private corporation that owns in Israel, just like our country, is owned by the City of London. So it doesn't really have anything to do with the regular folks. It's the people who serve the City of London, which owns our Federal Reserve banking system. And they own all the Federal Reserve banking systems in the world. That system collapsed the day the world locked down for COVID. If anybody wants to look that up, they can go to the City of London, the Financial Times, on the day after COVID. It shows the banks reduced their banking requirements to zero. You can also go to the Federal Reserve of the United States and see that our banks no longer have any reserves and that we are no longer required. They're insuring $35 trillion with about $101.5 billion.
Yeah, exactly.
So we think your money's, and again, as you were just mentioning, the buy-in, all right, which Frank Dodd said the government couldn't bail the people out or the banks out. But the banks could take our money. And you saw that with the original, what was the bank that went broke down in Silicon Valley?
Yeah, and it's jumping out of my head, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
I literally met someone that was a shareholder in that bank. He was a Silicon Valley bank. And I'm like, oh, really? So it's a bankrupt bank and they just gave you shares for your $2 million. And he looks at me and he goes, what do you mean? I said, well, it's a buy-in. So you've got stock in it. The guy never returned my calls again. But I explained to him what happened there. One of the reasons they bailed that bank out is because it was Chinese held and our politicians who aren't under the gun of the Mossad or captured by the CCP. And if you understand the City of London, the City of London is in control of the Chinese banking system. So whatever the Chinese banking system is doing to the West is being manipulated through the City of London. After the Opium Wars, they forced the Chinese to take our banking system, and they still operate it under today.
Do they control the Bank of International Settlements as well? Because they're the
yes.
ones who are said they control the central bank. So is the BIS like a middleman then?
They're all just divisions. Those were all the envision of one of the reasons they killed the Romanov family is because after World War One, the Tsar of Russia would not consent to the New World Order, one world currency system. So even though they were, the Queen of England, everybody's always going around about how wonderful the Queen was or the King at the time. But in fact, they denied their own relatives the right to escape into England. because they didn't want them to have the power base, because the royal family of Europe, the true royal family of Europe, was wiped out by Oliver Cromwell, hired by the Jacobites, and the Jacobites are the original communists. So this all started what we're going through today. This particular form of communism and threat that we're living under started in about 1666, but really gained steam in the 1700s. And it's taken them this long to kill everybody and take what they have and put us into the fiat system. And there was only seven countries that are not or were not in the fiat currency system. And we've been at war with them, Iraq, Iran, North Korea, and
Yeah.
several others.
I want to ask you that. I'm going to really go off target here just for a second. I've been looking at ancient civilizations and the folklore, and it's amazingly consistent. And friends of mine, like Sarah Westall, have looked at this as well. And we've come to similar conclusions. There probably was advanced civilizations on this planet that got wiped out. And the rumor is this, and Paul Preston knows a little bit about this too. Massive gold has survived, but this group called the Lemurians, their descendants, guard it ferociously, but they also do it in combination with the City of London. Have you ever heard anything about this?
Yes, and I believe that people have been bought off, whether or not they're aliens. I'm not sure. There could be other life forms on this planet. The War of the Worlds and that, I believe. I've lived and worked all over the world, and as young as 13 years old, I was noticing, why do the ruins in this city look just like the ones in England? And but the ones in England are supposed to be from Roman times. But I could see right here in California, for instance, if you ever go to the San Francisco Mission, that's never advertised that much. It's a smaller version of Notre Dame. And you can see all around it that it's been dug out because there's these high walls all around it. You can see that it's been dug out. So I believe there's been a massive change, not because they have covered up history, and that's, I believe, not as long ago as we thought, but in the last 200 years, I believe there's also been a massive societal reset. If you notice, in the 18th century, they started building insane asylums everywhere. And you can go on and you can see these. If you look at old postcards and you look at the books about Tartaria and what happened after, I believe that there was mass mental institutions. This is where they put the Native American people eventually. But there was these massive buildings, especially in Canada, where they would all of a sudden everybody was in insane asylums. And I believe those were the people who remembered what really happened. They took their children away, they adopt them out to the people in the new system. So you can really go into that. There's no way, we are not the most advanced civilization that's ever lived. All you have to do is look at some of the buildings they used to build that they couldn't even replicate today
Yeah,
with all of the modern
exactly.
technology.
Yeah, and you know what really gets interesting is that when you go to the Cydonia region of Mars, and we have good photos from Viking, it's not lights and shadows, it matches what appears to be structures at 45 degree and 90 degree angles. It matches per scale what's at the Giza Pyramid Plateau. And now we got Harvard scientists coming out saying Mars was attacked with nuclear weapons, and they look at the atmospheric component and what's on there. They said this is the only place in the solar system where they find this. It's called Xenon 129. I mean, we're talking Harvard, well-respected researchers saying this. So I think there was an Earth-Mars connection at some time too in our past civilizations. I don't really claim to know the details, but it's interesting. But it goes back to the gold and the City of London. And when did the City of London really emerge? Was it the 1600s? Is that what I heard you say?
No, it was long before that. It was a Roman enclave for a long time. And
Yeah.
literally, the Union Jack is the Roman flag. It represents the slave underground tunnel systems that go through Europe and end up there in England. So nothing is new under the sun, as they like to say. We are living in a time, one of the reasons they've wanted to dumb us down so much is so we wouldn't, they knew we were coming into this age and where computers were created to control us. Look at us today. They're making us more emboldened. I just spent, you met Michelle Melendez. She was another speaker at the event we
Yep,
were
she's a
just
friend of
at.
mine. Yeah, we talk
I
about.
just got back from the Vindicated tour with General Flynn, Roger Stone, all these groups of people, Laura Logan, and they were all telling their stories of overcoming great obstacle and landing on their feet and their faith in God and their faith in other people and around them. And the whole, I mean, it's amazing because we are in a spiritual battle, and there's people all over the world that are moving towards this and moving towards the realization that we're living The word the matrix literally means the structure we exist in. It also literally translates to the word womb. Matrix means womb. So when they're describing the reality that we exist in today.
It is amazing. So, what conference were you and Michelle at?
I was with Michelle at the California one, but we were just at the Vindicated Tour with Laura Logan, Dr. Simone Gold, Roger Stone, General Flynn. It was an amazing, and it was all people who've been through the system. It was even the guy from MyPillow, and a bunch of other speakers. I just can't think of their names right offhand, but it was put on by the Gateway Pundit. So Joe Hoft and his brother, they did a great, great job. And so with their reach, they had people from all over the country. We had a lot of people from New California. We had a lot of people come to our booth. We had a booth there at the event, and people wanting to move back to California because they've had to move out. They were younger and had families and they couldn't afford to stay home. So it was very inspiring. California leads the nation in many ways. And a lot of people are thinking, oh, you're crazy. You're going to split the state. Our state is bankrupt. Our constitution is invalid. It is the duty of us as citizens of this country to rise up and create a new government. And people can say all they want, but what are they doing? What are the options that they have presented? And that's my question to them for anybody who thinks we can't do this. We're following the same system of the last states that came into the union were doing it constitutionally. And when Donald Trump consistently talks about the 51st state, he's not talking about Canada. He's talking about New California. And so we hope that many people can join us. And it's not a movement to leave our country. It's a movement to take our state back and let the city people have their laws and their regulations and their rules, and let the rest of us in a majority of the state go back to being able to earn a living and support our family. I live in a county here in Northern California. We collect $250 million in taxes, just property taxes, which, if anyone knows, property taxes are supposed to be used in the local communities for fire, school, and for our communities. But you know where our taxes go? We get to keep $25 million. And the rest goes to the state of California so they can pay off all their illegal loans they took from the Chinese and pay off all the pensions of people who worked for the state for 6 months, get a pension. Where does that exist in private industry?
Never, never. It doesn't. Well, I don't know if you've heard this or not, and I haven't had a chance to look into it yet. I'm going to this weekend. But I was told by somebody without a lot of detail that they're trying to pass a bill in the California legislature that will make it illegal for teachers to tell parents what they're doing with their kids in school.
Oh, of course. And they're already that they're just I mean, if my school told me that my child was this is communist stuff, because in communism, they want to get rid of the parents and they want to raise the children. I've worked and lived in communist countries. The children, this is the it takes a village. No, it doesn't take a village. It takes a mom and a dad and a grandma and a grandpa and some other relatives. That's what it takes to raise a child. That's also a concept that the government owns our children. And if you understand the birth certificate, Roman birth certificate system, where the Vatican takes our hospital, sells our birth certificate, a hospital is a foreign hostile port. That's why they commit so many crimes in hospitals. And that's why the medical industry, because it's a foreign hostile port. We have no rights when we enter the hospital. There's no reason you have to sign your baby out of the hospital, but when you sign that paperwork to take your baby home, that gives them permission to sell your child's birth certificate. The child remains in the ward because it's a ward of the state now. They call it a maternity ward. That's because your child has now been transferred to the ancient Babylonian money magic system. They keep our birth certificates at the Vatican Bank as collateral. And every time our politicians take a loan, the collateral is our birth certificate. So if you are a unemployed working mom or unemployed mom and you have a child, that child is a junk bond. It will be traded and sometimes discarded in mass when they're what we see around Africa. They're just killing people because their bonds aren't paying back anything. And so you have to understand you live in the birth certificate system. And this is the Roman system that they implemented 3,000 years ago. And this is what humanity has been enslaved by.
Does it
So
remove
that
the
system.
sorry, does it remove the prohibitions on child trafficking then?
Well, there are no, because they rule us in this system, one of the major, the Vatican, not the regular Catholics and the people that we know and love, they have no idea about this stuff. But the largest human trafficking and slave trading organization in the world has been and still is the Vatican. Vatican means divine serpent. The Pope speaks from the mouth of the serpent. You can go look up his amphitheater. It's the head of a snake, and he speaks from its mouth. I don't know if you've seen the recent interviews. It's been nationwide on a lot of big channels. Kevin Annett, he's the head of International Tribunal for Church and State.
I've
He's
interviewed
from
him.
Canada. He is currently working with the chief prosecutor in Rome to bring down the current pope. He has evidence of the sacrifices done since 1870. One of the cardinals, the court gives immunity to people who come forward. So a group of former satanic ritual abuse who were children at the time, who were raped by both John Paul, the last pope, and the current pope. They've brought a book from the Vatican that records all of, in order to be a cardinal or a pope, you have to belong to the Ninth Circle cult. And they are cannibals. They meet once a year in the tomb of Lucifer, which is directly under the statue of Saint Peter, which is an inverted, upside down. It's not Saint Peter of the Bible, it's Simon Peter, who was blocked from being one of the 12 disciples. He was a warlock and a wizard.
That's
So
amazing.
the Vatican system that we live in is the slave system.
And
And
that's
right
what.
now, I believe we're in Revelation 17 when the mighty power of Babylon is taken down and the 10 crowns of Europe are taken down too, because that's who the true monarchies of Europe were some of the lost tribes and the true Israelites. But over time, they were all taken out and replaced with people who were. They either intermarried into the Rothschild system. The Rothschild family has been around since biblical times. During Jesus's time, their name was Sassoon. And then they changed it to Bauer. If anyone remembers Eddie Bauer, they sexualized children in all their advertising. I believe the head of Eddie Bauer is in prison. Wasn't he trafficking people like some of the movie stars that are famous today? So Bowers changed their names to Rothschild, which means the red shield. And of course, in symbology of shields and flags, red simplifies is the blood of the innocent, is what it symbolizes.
It's amazing.
That's why the Pope
It's
walks
got.
on a red carpet and wears a red. So in the event, if you are invited to one of these Ninth Circle events and you refuse to first torture, rape, and then murder and cannibalize someone, they immediately murder you and eat you. So this is going to be, and it's going mainstream right now, but it's currently going to most likely bring down the current pope. I think there's a reason that this pope is American, because we truly, America is the last battlefront. Although America money and troops have been used to do some awful things, it's really the same structure that controls all of us. The job of our politicians is to keep getting more debt. Their main job is to create debt, because debt takes away our rights and makes us more and more slaves in the slave system. If you notice in all these smart cities, they frequently say they're tearing down all of our housing for workforce housing, because
Yes,
under
yes.
their agenda 2030, we will have nothing and be happy. So workforce housing is another word for slave quarters.
Well, it's one thing I just did a report on last week. With all the home building in America, the totality, 30% of it's funded by private equity and it's all for rentals.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
And when you look at the trends too, since 1981, salaries have gone up 3 times. Housing prices have gone up 6.5 times. So they're trying to turn us into a nation of renters where we own nothing.
okay, well, the whole housing, we should really one time, I'll come back and I'll discuss this, but houses do not go up in value.
Yeah,
Okay. They
well.
go down in value because you use them. Okay. The value of real estate might go up, but the value of houses, this is another racket
I get
to
it.
make the banks look like they have more collateral than they really have. And I've even exposed, I believe, the reason that they want everyone. It used to be people who wanted to be a doctor or lawyer. You needed to go to college. Now they've got to teach remedial math at Harvard, because people going to Harvard can't even add two and two. So the reason they want us to have college degrees, because we're in the birth certificate system. So you have all these people who are not going to be earners, whose incomes are going down, but you can increase the value of their birth certificate if they have a college degree. So that's why they've let every Joe Blow and people who don't even have any. And it also, because they know they're never going to own a house because that's the system they set up, but they're going to have $100,000, $150,000 debt. And so the money they used to make on a mortgage is now going to go to the Federal Reserve. And they're also going to own your houses. So we are definitely in the Babylonian system with the rulers of Babylon salivating over us right now.
Oh, let me go back to the value of the house here. I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying to get into the house is now twice as difficult as it was in 1981. That's the point I was trying to make.
Sure.
And
And of
I want
course
to.
it is because the savings and loans aren't here anymore. Right? They destroyed those. That used to be the major way that the average person financed their home. People today, one of the other things is they can't afford their homeowners insurance. And like all the people in the Palisades, they had renters insurance, they thought. But the companies changed their policies shortly before that and put in the policies that if it was wildfires, they weren't covered under their renters insurance. So these things have been put in place for a long time to rob us blind and take us back to the feudal system that the same group of people lost power over us. Many people don't understand why all of our ancestors left Europe. The Catholic Church murdered over 100 million people in the Inquisition. So you consented under threat of death, period. So everyone left. Why did all of our relatives just jump on a boat and go to Australia, America, and New Zealand? Because we were under threat of death under the same exact system. So they had the brain drain, kind of what's going on in Africa right now. They go down to Africa because it's a poor and corrupt countries. They take all the nurses, they take all the doctors, they can pay them less and bring them into our system to collapse our system. And it's the brain drain. So that was similar going on in Europe for hundreds of years. We were the wealthiest country in the world before the Civil War. And what were we funded on? Tariffs. And
Tariffs,
what
yeah.
are tariffs? The corporations have to pay the tariffs before. Now they put it on us. So they took the tariffs out and they put income tax in. So what we're seeing today is kind of a return, but they realized what the Federal Reserve System had done right before the Depression and the collapse of 1929. And they tried to implement many of the things that the government's trying to do today, but they couldn't do it because it was too late. And we may, a lot of people say, oh, I want the US dollar to collapse. I've been in countries where things collapsed. You do not want the US dollar to collapse and hurry up so you can get on to the new system.
No.
Get that out of your head.
Well, I think there's a group that would like it to collapse because that'll give them an opportunity to seize more control in the reset.
Well, it already is. The system has collapsed. Our country went bankrupt. Our banks have zero reserves. So that means one day we're going to go to the bank. And there's not going to be money there, whether it's tomorrow or three days from now or 5 days from now or next month. The system has collapsed. That's why all of these power structures are fighting. That's why we have so much inflation. If you look at the war situation, whenever we issue money for, I think you were talking about this earlier, whenever we issue money for war, 90% of it stays in the United States and it goes to buy weapons and buy food. And so in the last 5 years, since our collapse in 2020, if they had not been pumping billions and even trillions of dollars into our banking system, it already would have been non-liquid.
Now,
So
Trump
the
is trying to move
wars.
it to tariffs, though. Does that put him on the right side of things for us?
Well, it's not gonna, it, yes, tariffs. Tariffs take the burden back to the traders and the corporations.
Yes.
There's only a small percentage, even when you go back to the founding fathers. After we lost the Revolutionary War, we had no protection because we had left the Admiralty law system that I'm talking about that was controlled by the King of England. So our ships were getting hijacked. The pirates of the Caribbean were the British and the French.
Yeah.
We lost the war in the Spanish. We'd lost the war to them. And so we were no longer in their system. So we were open game. The laws of the sea no longer applied to us. It took another 20 years for the citizens of the United States to approve the Constitution because it was really the people who really needed it were the commerce and the bankers, because it was their products that were going.
That's
We were
exactly right.
supporting ourselves. It was their products that were crossing the sea. It was their products that were being interrupted, and their wealth that was being interrupted by no longer being in the British Commonwealth Admiralty system. So when you go back through history, it's always been the merchants and the bankers who got us into the wars and who created the trade and the environment we live in. And so in order to keep control of us, because they saw what happened to the European powers and the monarchies there, they implemented income tax. So we could never be out of debt. So we have to work two jobs. So we're too tired to fight
There you go.
back.
Yeah, that's right. And then control the education too, or the lack of it. This is really good history. I want to switch gears though for a second because you know so much about it. FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried, interesting name. What do you know that we should know?
Okay, so Sam Bankman-Fried obviously was a spoiled rich kid. One of his parents was a professor at Stanford and the other at MIT. One of the things that this brought up, because he's currently lobbying for a presidential pardon, because he again is probably covered under one of these other, even as much as Jeffrey Epstein's blanket excuse that Jeffrey Epstein had, because he made a Florida deal where every crime and all the people involved, no one had ever done this, but it's still under in Florida. They literally saying that nobody involved in anything Jeffrey Epps, they gave a blanket pardon to everybody. So this is what was going on with Sam Bankman-Fried. But when you really get into it, it was Elon Musk who caused the crash of FTX. He knew a guy that was, this guy, CZ Finance, who owned the largest crypto chain. And Musk told CZ that something strange was going on with FTX. So CZ sold out his positions, and that caused the bank run. And FTX was trying to normalize itself like it was doing sports sponsorships and all this kind of stuff. But FTX whistleblower at the same time was uploading things onto Twitter. His name was Nikolai Vercevia. But he is unexpectedly found dead. But he was the founder of Stablecoin.
Oh,
And
that's right.
he was releasing information about FTX and its connection to the human trafficking in the Caribbean for people like Jeffrey Epstein. And again, Jeffrey Epstein was an agent of the Mossad. And anyone can go look this up. I have no idea why everyone's saying there's no links to the Mossad. Robert Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell's father,
Yeah.
who mysteriously himself fell off his boat and died. People in the Maxwell family, her brother was under suspicion of a massive crime, her brother-in-law, and he fell off a mountain in France. So these people fall a lot, and especially when they're under investigation for massive crime. So Jeffrey Epstein was just a foot soldier. There's testimony from other Mossad agents who realized the Greater Israel plan and the plan that they had to take out Palestine. A lot of them left. And I think Mr. Ben Menashe, he's been on the circulation, and he was a Mossad agent, and they tried to assign Jeffrey Epstein to him. But he said he was so stupid that no one at the Mossad wanted to work with them because nobody liked them. But apparently, as Ben Menashe says, they found out he was extremely perverted and he could attract people like Bill Clinton and Prince Andrew. So he finally found his skill. And that's when they sent him to the United States. He showed up in the United States. I was actually working in London in the early 1990s. And that's when Robert Maxwell disappeared with $600 million. But the story from different insiders is that Robert Maxwell was stealing money for the Mossad, but his company got in trouble, and he was blackmailing a bunch of different people. You know, he would go to Russia and talk to. I mean, this guy was obviously just not. He had a state funeral with five heads of states when he died in Israel. So Jeffrey Epstein showed up with that similar amount. No one's ever been able to prove where he got his money or identify one deal he ever did. So the Maxwell family line and Sam Bankman-Fried, a lot of these people are related. A lot of people have changed their names. So the FTX also set up the Bank of Ukraine for their crypto system. And FTX was taking in all the Bitcoin that was coming in, and they were withholding it for themselves and not giving it to the Bank of Ukraine. So there's just so many different things
Yeah,
that went on.
Lavrov has said that. He said Ukraine was hanging on to assets that were designed for the war, and they were embezzling American assets like crypto and the cash payments we were making. And a lot of that never made it to the war effort.
No, well, so this was what's going on in Ukraine since the fall of communism. I believe Ukraine was around number eight for manufacturing in the world, even under communism. Also, it was the breadbasket of Europe. So if you can control the food, you can control the people. Henry Kissinger used to love to talk about that. He's a agent of the Rockefellers. So the whole Ukrainian war and a lot's what's going on and what we see in Israel and we see in these different are these power structures that have been there for a long time, and also people who moved, like for instance, the leaders in Israel today, if you look up DNA, they're Ashkenazi, and Ashkenazi were forcibly converted by the Russian Tsar. Why they 1,000 years later they still trying to take down the Russian Empire. The Russian Tsar, they were, and not everybody, of course, because Aria was a big country, it was multicultural, but they were mercenaries. They were extremely vicious. They captured people's identities, similar to what they've done to the people, the Judeans. Christ called himself a Judean, which means you were from the city of Judah. And if you look at most of those people from that bloodline today, and where the slaves came from on the west coast of Africa, was known as the land of Judah. And so most of the, if you go to Ethiopia and people who are having DNA tests in West Africa today, they are the closest lineage to the line of Judah. So
There are
they
some
can,
people
and
that
it's
think
not
that.
that those people aren't good religious, God-observing people, but the black nobility, which were the leaders of those, so they were forcibly converted under threat of death. So they converted to Judaism. And this was around the 8th century. So the Muslim religion was new at the time. The Muslim religion was also funded, financed, and envisioned by the Vatican Church. The Pope, you can go read the letters to the nun Khalifa, who was one of Muhammad's wives. She was a 40-year-old nun. He was also married to a 6-year-old, his niece.
Yeah, I know.
And
Here come
so
the
this is.
rocks and the pipe bombs. I know, but you're right.
And again, this isn't against any of the regular people. These are the political structures that control our lives. A majority of people, even the Ashkenazi people, are unaware of this. So the where they get the name Ashkenaz, so that Noah had three sons. They landed in the Caucasus of Turkey. Turkey was the center of the Roman Empire. A lot of people don't realize that. They think it was down in Israel or Persia or one of those things. Turkey was the center of the Roman Empire. It is still today. And they landed in the Caucasus Mountains, where we get the word Caucasian. We come from the line of Japheth, right?
That's what I was going to ask you.
Japheth, Shem, and Ham. And Ham was the father of the Egyptians. And Shem, where we get the word Shemitic, right, is the line that settled the line of Judah and the area down there. So today, most of the people in Israel, and this is known, and it's not legal to have a DNA test in Israel today, but you can go online any day of the week and you can find people that are Ashkenazi. They're getting their blood test back and finding out that they're Turks, that they have no line blood relation to the line of Shem, including all of the leaders in Israel today. I believe that Netanyahu's from Connecticut or something, right? And you can go back in his family line and see and trace it back to the different communist efforts that
Yeah, Golda
existed. And
Meir
so.
was from Denver, and you know, it's interesting how they have links into America. I've heard this.
Well,
Some people,
Golda Meir isn't her name either. She has an Eastern European, Turkish, Polish name of some sort. And that's not these people's fault. Most of the people don't know this either, but it's the ruling class. So the Khazarians were driven out under threat of death by the Tsar of Russia. They continued to practice Baalism, is the what we hear about in the Bible, what we read about in the Old Testament. When Moses left everybody in the desert, they started worshiping the calf and practicing the ancient practice of Baal, When the Hebrews battled against the Baal worshippers, they destroyed all of the arches of Baal, but somehow our politicians and world leaders brought the final arch of Baal, and they wanted to put it right in front of the Twin Towers because that was a mass blood sacrifice to their God. And they ended up having to put the arch of Baal down the street. So all of these things connect. It doesn't matter if we believe in them or not, the ruling class of the world does. So those groups of leaders, the Khazarians, they practiced pedophilia, incest, child sacrifice. Again, we're going back to Jeffrey Epstein's line over 1,000 years ago, who the Norse people who brought this from the Vikings and from groups of people, sorry. And they fled into Europe, particularly into Bavaria, where a lot of the Jews that escaped in the Lost Tribes and in England and Ireland, where a lot of people scattered after the tribes were dispersed. And so there were actually the historical tribes living there, but because they adapted the religion, they came in and blended. And if you look at World War II, the most famous Nazis that are still alive today are George Soros.
Yeah,
So
that
this is coming
totally.
from the
Yeah.
same group.
A lot of people don't
Again,
know this.
it was the Baal worshipping banking sect of bankers that killed the God-fearing good Jews around Europe, and because they hate God and they want to issue the IMF, the United Nations, all of these things are the babies of this system that we live in today.
It's interesting. How would you rate Trump's role in all this?
I'm worried about it. Trump has only been in power 6 months. A lot of the military operations, et cetera, that we're involved in today are military plans handed down. I'm going to give Trump 18 months, but the fact that we still are giving Israel money, and all of the humanitarian agencies in Israel have come out and said it's genocide. The head of the former military came out, intelligence came out and said it's genocide. There's Jewish people all over Israel begging for this to stop. There's other ones all over the world. Last month, there was protests all across the world of the non-Zionist Jews, because Zionism is not even a Jewish. Again, these people, the Khazarians, capture other people's identities. And I'd like to, have you ever seen the movie, The Talented Mr. Ripley?
Yes.
That's a Khazarian story, right? They go in and they kill the people. They assume their identities. They assume their bank accounts. And they were doing this to the Turks, to the Armenians, to the Russian, all the countries around them. They couldn't travel through their country without being kidnapped or murdered or robbed. And so they were forcibly converted in the 8th century. And then still in the 13th century, the elites were still practicing this. And then they were driven out of that area into Europe. And that's where we see the beginning of the banking system. So it's not even the regular Khazarian people. Khazaria was, because they were slavers and warriors, they had a multi-ethnic. It wasn't just a white person or a black person or a Spanish-looking person, similar to the United States. This myth that the first time in history that we've all lived together peacefully is just a big lie. And there's
Yeah.
plenty of civilizations that we can go back and see that. And one of them was Khazaria.
Some people feel that we're in America in part descendants from one of the 12 tribes. Do you think that's true?
Yes, I do. And I particularly believe that the American Indians, I remember studying when I was a little girl, and when they showed the original, like here on the western part of the United States, our people look Asian, and some of them look Spanish, because that's from a lot of intermarrying and from different groups that came, in boats from the Polynesian Islands and that. But when they originally came, Columbus thought he was in India and China. Columbus was a seaman. They've been trading with India for a long time. They knew what Indian people looked like, and they saw black people with big noses, right? If you look at the ancient Indian, if you look at the old books where they have the old Indians, where the sketches, where they bring them back to England. And so that's why they thought they were Indians, because they were black and they looked like people from India, right? So I do believe the Lost Tribes, if you, the tribes themselves have a lot of similar, and even they have the ancient Egyptian belief where we see the eagle rising, the Soros and all
Yeah.
those different, when you see the totem poles and that, That's ancient Egypt. If you go to school in, my friend surfs down in Zihuatanejo a lot, and they have an entire city. In Mexico, they have some really ancient cities that were supposedly built by the king. Okay, it's a dirt poor country, just like the rest of the United States was, but they were building these massive cities with architecture we can't fix, we can't do today. Who built those? But if you understand what they teach you in Mexico is that Cleopatra didn't die. It was her maidservant that took the poison. There was five ships that she took to Zihuatanejo, Mexico, and she married the king of Zihuatanejo. And you can see statues of Cleopatra all over that part of the world to this
Wow.
day, right?
Well,
So
since
our
I'm going
history
down
is
this
different.
road, let me ask you this. Easter Island, it's 1,000 miles from anywhere. How did those structures end up there?
I've seen all kinds of different things, but one of the things, you see how they're all looking up? Some
Oh.
people believe they were just petrified in time and they may have actually been living beings at one time because they all look up. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, the legend of Lemuria and Atlantis includes Easter Island as a surviving area, the Hawaiian Islands as well too. Michelle and I have actually talked about that. She's from the Big Island. It's fascinating. I wanted to ask you though, go back to Sam Bankman-Fried for a second. Was his purpose to fundamentally fund the Democrats with laundered money?
Okay, well, so he's not the only one, but there's these mechanisms all over the world that are used to launder money, steal money. He was literally, after he was arrested and I guess let out on his own recognizance, what he was touring with Janet Yellen and he was getting $1 million a speech. So you tell me, is connected to the Federal Reserve or not? I mean, they're telling you right there who he is.
Gosh, I did not
He
know
was,
that.
yeah, he was working with, do you know who Gary Gensler was? The head of the SEC?
Yes. Yeah, dirty as
Okay,
hair.
that's who he was working with. That's who designed the MIT. And before that, he was the chairman of the CFTC, is like the little baby of the SEC for commodities. He was telling the kids how to run the con and why. So again, if you look at Bitcoin tells you exactly who they are. There's no, a Bitcoin came out around 2008 when they just started to try to rob us blind, first pushed by Barack Obama. But okay, so crypto means hidden. Do you know that?
No.
And okay, so crypto literally translates to the word hidden. So in Europe, like I was in Turkey, I lived in Turkey for 3 months. And in Turkey, it's well known the Khazarians were Turkic tribes and they called them the Dolme. And that means the people who turned against God. And the Turkish tribes have been fighting these same groups of people for a long time. And so they call them the crypto Jews, the hidden Jews, because they're secret practicing Baal worship. What goes on in the Federal Reserve, a basement of the Federal Reserve, according to the child trafficking, mass blood sacrifice, child torture goes on at the bottom of all of the Federal Reserves on a regular basis. What goes on in the Vatican? Controlled by the Federal Reserve. And there's something about our pain and agony and blood that feeds this Babylonian system. That's why they continue to practice it. So if you understand what cryptocurrency is, it's from the secret, hidden, same bankers who owns most of the cryptocurrency today, the Federal Reserve System via confiscation. So they were getting all the Bitcoin that came into Ukraine and laundering it back into FTX. Back into the financial system of the crypto, right? And you look right on the front of Bitcoin. You have to understand these people practice sign and symbols and numbers. What does the Brit coin have on the front of it? What's its symbol? It's a Roman with the seaweed around it. A lot of people think that's grape leaves or olive leaves. Do you know the symbol where they always have the Roman emperor with a thing around of his head? And because they're Lumerians, Atlanteans, these people believe that they are descended from the
I know
Atlanteans.
that. Yep, I
That's why
know.
they're superior to us. So you can see right on on the cryptocurrency, they're telling you right there by the vision who controls the cryptocurrency system, the same people who control the crypto fiat system, the people who worship Baal and are practicing all these things, the crypto Jews, the
Yeah.
crypto Muslims, and the crypto Catholics. Because it's not.
I came across this too. I'm somewhat familiar with what you're talking about, and I looked at crypto. One time I thought it was a good release And in some circles, it has been. I mean, it kind of saves you from the clutches of the bank, at least in the present time. There is a benefit. Of course, there has to be a benefit or no one would do it. But I think at the end of the day, well, let me back up here. Trump bothers me in one big area, and it's related to what you're talking about. Stablecoin could be digital currency complete with social credit and all the other nonsense we know that's going to go into 15-minute cities. Why do you think Trump went along with this with Peter Thiel?
Well, because Peter, and this is what's going on, and this I was going to bring that up about Trump. I can agree with what Trump's doing. You have to understand there's a 12-tiered system that controls our planet. Trump is at the second level. So we may not ever know some of the people that have been taken out. I believe that the world militaries have been working together. We always only celebrate the evil. There has always been good in the world. There's been families throughout history who generationally have fought this evil, just like there's been generational people who created the evil. And because the evil people are in control of our media and control of our, see, in the mid 1900s, right after they took over the Federal Reserve, they destroyed all of our history books. And it was called Project Leviathan. And they destroyed all of our history books. So we don't really know. My grandmother told me one time when we were listening to something the grandkids had brought home, she said, when I went to school, we never learned about one person they teach you about in school today. So they've removed our history, the people who are the heroes, especially in Black culture, like D.B. Boaz and some of these famous, they were all the Underground Railroad were, a lot of people don't know, over half the slave owners in the United States were Black themselves. And the Ku Klux Klan was founded. The money was given by the Rothschilds, but it was founded by Black slave owners who also lost their property and continue to this day. We know them as the Boule. And the Boule are the ones that are constantly symbolized in movies when you see the black and white. I worked in Hollywood. I didn't ever have any white friends that had black friends in the movies, they always put it together. And I'm not saying there isn't that. I'm just saying in the movies, they kind of always put it that way. And it's because the Boule are the protectors. This goes back to the Crips and the Bloods and the ancient Egyptian system. And they are the protectors of the slave owners. That's who the Boule are. And they are put in place, people like Oprah Winfrey and Jesse Jackson and all these people, they are put in place to keep the crab barrel system in place. And the crab barrel symbolizes how there can be a bunch of crabs in a barrel and one crab is trying to get out and the other crabs will pull it back in the barrel. And so that's what they call like the Uncle Tom system
Yeah.
is the protector of the crab barrel system.
It's all about control, isn't it?
It is about control. And one of the things, if you believe in prophecy, I don't know if some people do, but in prophecy, and Israelites would live 400 years in slavery. Well, who spent 400 years in slavery? It wasn't the Eastern European Turkic tribes, was it? It was the people that we see today. And one of the reasons I did a thing on Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris's family, her great-great-grandfather assassinated Gandhi for the U.S., French, and British intelligence.
Oh my, I've never heard this. That's amazing.
You're not going to hear a lot of things. I watch people who do blood. I watch one guy who's a black minister. He has 25 researchers. They go back into family lines. Kamala Harris's family, she comes from the thuggy society, where we get the word like thug life, thuggy. They are the most infamous murder and robbery gang in the history of the world. They murdered over 2 million travelers. They did a similar thing to the Khazarians did when they hijacked, stole the identities of everything when they were going through Khazaria down in India. They had kind of these same groups of Aryans, right, that came from that part of the world and migrated down into India. And they were again in control of these same slave systems. So on her mother's side, her mother, she has to lie in the book about who her father wrote something. Her father denies she has any black heritage, that she is Irish and East Indian. And Kamala Harris has to lie about her real grandmother is because her grandmother financed Bustamante. Do you remember Bustamante, the
Yes.
communist in Jamaica that lived for 20 years in Cuba, came back and took over Jamaica and tried to make it a communist place? And he had the stated mission of genociding the Rastafarians, because the Rastafarians knew they were one of the lost tribes And they wanted to live a set apart life because that's what mean it was a Hebrew. They wanted to live set apart from the rest of the pagan society in a godly system. And so just like they did down south, the Rastafarians knew that they were one of the lost tribes, and they went back to their biblical texts. They had their own businesses, they had their own farms. Well, after the Kamala Harris's family, slavery was made illegal in the 1830s in England, but they didn't release their slaves till the 1870s. So when these slaves were finally free, they wanted to have their own life, but of course they couldn't have that because also they couldn't, because again, we're in a battle between good and evil. So they needed to keep these people in their place. They needed to keep them sinning. They needed to have, so right after, who's the famous war guy? Winston Churchill left Jamaica after meeting with Bustamante. There was a mass murders, and they burned all their fields and businesses, similar to what they did to the Wall Street that the black people built after the Civil
Let
War.
me ask you this question before we close, because we're really out of time, but quick answer, how did the Knights Templar figure into this?
Okay, so the Knights Templar, they, I believe, they were not, they didn't do, there's no record they ever protected the pilgrims.
Yeah,
They
no.
invaded the Middle East, and this is the same time, because the reason that the Catholic Church financed Muhammad was to take back the Middle East. And if you'll notice, the Islamic structure has the same structure as the Catholic Church. You can go on TV any day of the week on the Vatican site, and you can see the mullahs regularly visit the Pope. So
Yeah.
he financed them to take that back. And sorry, what was the original question?
Well, how they figured into this. Let me ask you this. The Knights Templar are given some credit for starting the banking system.
Okay, so that is exactly what happened. So the Knights Templar spent 2 years excavating the Temple of Solomon.
Right.
Okay, so the Temple of Solomon, if you ever see the pillars of the Masonic, it was the one of the pillars is Solomon and the other is Japheth, not Shem, right? So the Knights Templar went down to the Holy Lands and they excavated. And if you understand how Solomon built the temple, he had a special ring that summoned demons who built the temple. And then at the end of the building of the temple, he trapped all the demons deep in the earth below the temple. And if you look at the frequent Freemasonry kind of imagery, you'll see the Knights Templar holding the Baphomet on a black and white checked floor. And that's symbology they believe that they brought, or they found something like nuclear power or something that they found down there. If their imagery shows that they brought up Satan out of the depths of hell, right?
Some people
And
think that they found Atlantean technology that was left
well,
over.
and exactly, that's what I was just going to say. Or they found some technology. If you look at like the Veda and the different stuff in the Indian culture, they had flying machines. If you read
Oh
the different
yeah.
Asian
Magic
cultures.
carpet, you know, that legend. And exactly. We are out of time. We're over time, but this, you got to come back. This is too good.
Okay, yeah.
This is too, I told you it's like an encyclopedia. How many facts did we get?
Well, I hope I didn't
Oh,
jump around too
amazing.
much because we
Hey,
never
tell
really
people.
got into the massive reason that they're so after Jeffrey Epstein is
Yeah.
the $21 trillion that's missing.
We're going to
So
turn the lights
we're
on over
being
here.
robbed blind by this system.
Oh, I know. I know
That's all
that.
we need to know. It doesn't matter what political
Very
side you're
quickly,
on.
how do people follow your show?
Okay, so my show is Lost in Translation Show, and that's one word on Rumble. And if you can find me, I'm on Lost in Translation on YouTube. And if you want to find me on YouTube, go to Lost in Translation and put in Justinian Deception. And then it's going to explain to you the financial system that we live in. And I'm going to show you the documents so you can do your own research. I always say, do your own research and come to your own conclusions.
Got it.
My goal is to never again have the truth be lost in
That's a good
translation.
place to conclude. That's very good. This was fascinating. Thank you so much for coming on. We are over time. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I got work to do to condense. Thank you very much. And
All right. Thank you so much.
I'll be in touch.
Okay.